is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's May the 1st, 2010. May Day, a day when we celebrate the height of spring, a day with its roots in ancient pagan celebrations in Rome, beginning in the 3rd century BC, the festival Floralia for the goddess Flora, held in the days around May Day. Flora, the goddess of flowers and fertility. There was a circus, there was theater, there were naked dancers, prostitutes, a sacrifice to the goddess, deer and goats let loose to symbolize fertility. Romans who usually wore white tunics wore colored ones at Floralia, and there was poetry. In the British Isles, in the Celtic British Isles, May Day was celebrated as the festival of Beltane or Beeltuan. Bel was the Celtic god of light. Tane or Tuan meant fire. It was considered to be the time when the earth and the animals were fertile. Beltane lasted from sundown the night before to sundown the 1st of May. On the eve of Beltane, people lit bonfires to call back the sun, and they jumped over the fires to purify themselves, led their animals between the bonfires, and women washed their faces with spring dew so they would stay beautiful. Men walked around the bonfires with rowan branches to keep the evil spirits at bay. They set up maypoles covered in rowan or hawthorn flowers as a blessing, and people danced around the maypole. And young couples went off into the forest and spent the night out there and came back the next day with flowers to spread through the village, many of the young women pregnant, of course. The Puritans were not too pleased by May Day, and so it never became a major holiday in America, though it was celebrated for a time as International Workers' Day or Labor Day, honoring the radicals and anarchists who were hanged for their involvement in the Haymarket Square riots in Chicago in early May 1886. And there's a big May Day celebration in Minneapolis. Up to 50,000 people turn out. A big parade, puppets, dancing, and music. Here's a poem for today by Julie Cadwallader Staub, entitled Blackbirds. I am 52 years old and have spent truly the better part of my life out of doors. But yesterday, I heard a new sound above my head, a rustling, ruffling quietness in the spring air. And when I turned my face upward, I saw a flock of blackbirds rounding a curve I didn't know was there. And the sound was simply all those wings, just feathers against air, against gravity. And such a beautiful winning, the whole flock taking a long, wide turn, as if of one body and one mind. How do they do that? Oh, if we lived only in human society, with its cruelty and fear, its apathy and exhaustion, what a puny existence that would be. But instead, we live and move and have our being here, in this curving and soaring world, so that when every now and then mercy and tenderness triumph in our lives, and when, even more rarely, we manage to unite and move together toward a common good, we can think to ourselves, oh yes, this is how it's meant to be. Upon Blackbirds by Julie Cadwallader Staub, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.